Blackstone Publishing presents City of Jasmine by Olga Gerasimova, translated by Katie Derbyshire. This book is read by Asaf Cohen. For Iham. Part 1. The first fields are already visible through the plain window, followed by an ocean of houses that vanishes again. Then the wing slews upwards, and the window reveals nothing but sky blue. The plane rights itself, and Hamoudi sees a field scorched by the sun. The wheels hit the ground with a jolt. Damascus's international airport has barely changed since Hamoudi's last visit. The border guards in the dilapidated cabins are as bad-tempered as ever. They scrutinize his passport dourly and point out that it expires in a few days' time. "That's why I'm here," says Hamoudi. A guard in a poorly fitting uniform shoos him away. Hamoudi likes being in Syria, with certain reservations. All his life he's been told there's no future here, and he ought to emigrate to Canada, Australia, or Europe after his degree, if not sooner. The life he'd lived in Syria had confirmed those reservations. The luggage takes a long time to arrive. Several large families lose patience. Children start whining. A gentleman with salt-and-pepper hair lights a cigarette and gets ticked off by security guards. Cleaning women walk to and fro with their water pails, deliberately slow and not cleaning anything. When the light above the baggage carousel finally goes on, everyone crowds around the beginning of the conveyor belt and tries to secure a strategic position. Two blonde men with reddish beards, speaking loud Swiss German, win in the end. As the belt starts moving at last, a murmur goes up in the crowd. The luggage is quickly retrieved. Bags, suitcases, bundles, backpacks, and boxes are heaved off, placed on luggage trolleys, and pushed towards the exit with a sense of euphoria. A crowd of people wait behind the barrier in arrivals, looking out for friends and relatives and storming towards them as soon as the door to baggage reclaim opens even a crack. A police officer repeatedly warns them not to get too close to the door. Faces alternate in rapid succession between joy, curiosity, and dismay. Children stand around clutching balloons. Babies rub their tired eyes as fathers wave bouquets of flowers. Hamoudi is welcomed by his own rowdy group, although he had actually intended to take a taxi straight to his hotel. He'd like a little peace and quiet, two nights of sleeping alone, far away from Claire and from his family waiting for him in Deir Ezzor. A brief time out, just for himself. That's why he didn't tell his friends in Damascus his arrival time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?